Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tav Kuf Chav Ches 528. As we continue with the mitzvahs related to war here at the end of Parsha Shoftim, today's Isser is one that goes along with the mitzvah that we discussed a few months ago, and that is the Isser Shelo Lahachyos Echad Mikol Sheva Amamin, not to let one of the seven nations of the that live in Eretz Yisrael, Kanani, Chite, Emori, Chivi, Yevusi, Girgashi, right, all of those seven nations, not to let them live in Eretz Yisrael. Shalahachios echan mikol shiva amen. This is the Isser that goes with the mitzvah that we had back in Parshas Vo Eschanon, the mitzvah of Harigas Shiva Amamin. Laharog Shiva Amamin, the Sefer HaChinuch said there, Hamachzikin ba'artzenu terem kavashnu osa mehem. Those that live in the land, those that worship Avodah Zarah, that live in Eretz Yisrael, before we get there, those nations. So that is the Isser. It's based on the Pasuk. Today's is the Los Aseh that goes along with that. Says the Torah right here in the context of war. As we discussed, one always, like the Rambam said yesterday, one always has to ask for Shalom, and one once asked for Shalom, so they have the choice. Either they could leave, because this is the one land in the world where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be run al pi HaTorah. So either they could leave, or they could stay and accept to do the Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach and accept Mas and Avdus in that context, or the other choice is to fight. And that's what this Isser is, that if they don't accept any of the other two options, Rak me'areha mimha eila asher Hashem Elokecha nosein lecha nachala, lo sechayeh kol neshama. Not to let live any of the people from the Shiva Amamin. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shehus Harnu, Belo Sase, Shelo Nechaye Echad Mi Shiva Amamin, Bechom Makom Shenim Saeim, Venuchal Lohargam Beli Sakana Lanachoseinu. And one can kill them without Sakana. Vishiva Amamin Hein, Knani Prizi Chivi, Yivusi Chitir Girgashi Amori. Valem Nomad Losachaye Konashama. Chazal tell us that Girgashi left. Girgashi took the option and they left. Right, the other ones are still around. They were the ones that David HaMelech fought during his battles. A couple of points just to start us off. The Sefer HaChinuch here says that we can fulfill this mitzvah beli sakana l'nafsho seinu, without sakana. So what does that mean? That don't worry about the sakana, you're going to be protected? Ain't somchan al anes. Or maybe it just means that even if there is sakana. Says, if you look back, we had this discussion back in mitzvah Taf Chaf Hei. The Sefer HaChinuch there says, in the terms of the mitzvah Zaseh, that goes along with it, V'over alzeh, u'bal liyado echad mehem, v'yachol lahargo, mi'beli sheyistakein bedavar, v'lo hargo. If you can fulfill this mitzvah without a sakana for you, then and you don't, then there's bitul aseh. It's mashma from that Sefer HaChinuch, back in Taf Chaf Hei, that if there is sakana, you're pater. Pater from the mitzvah. And maybe that's what he means here, if you read one in light of the other. And you could kill them, beli sakana, meaning if there's a sakana, that's the pashtus, so then you don't have to. And the Minchas Chinuch there was very bothered. Minchas Chinuch said, it can't be what I mean. There's always sakana when it comes to milchama. So that's going to be a p'tur, then you'll never fulfill this mitzvah. He's always going to fight back. So the Sefer, the Minchas Chinuch there in Tav Chav Hei, said Vitzarach Ian, Nehi dechala mitzvah nitchazibri asakana. I understand all mitzvos, if there's pikuach nefesh besides the big three, you never have to do it. All mitzvahs are batel when there's pikuach nefesh. Mikom makom, but this one of Zayin Amamin, it has sakana as part of the mitzvah. Mitzvah zu ha-Torah tzivsa l'lchomi mahem. Part of the definition of melcham is that there's sakana. Ubiyadua, the Torah lo tismuch dine halanes. The Torah doesn't say that you're allowed to be somech halanes. Ubiderech ha-olam neherogin mishneafstad debeis melchama. Rachman al-Islam, both sides have losses during war. Imkein chazinan. So what do you see? And the Torah still gives this command. What do you see? The Torah gazra l'lchomi mahem. After he's sakana. The fact that there is a command for milchama means that even though there is sakana, one has to fulfill this mitzvah. In Cain, dechuya sakana, b'makam hazeh, u'mitzvah la'arog oso af sheyis takein. It must be, even if there's sakana, the Minchas Chinuch says, I find the chinuch very problematic, and Sarach Ian on the chinuch. That is the Minchas Chinuch, right? Meaning some mitzvos inherently have sakana involved, and that's part of the mitzvah. Usually, when do you say that there's a sakana that's a p'tur? If there's a mitzvah that usually does not involve sakana, so the sakana is a p'tur. Tzitzis. Tzitzis doesn't usually involve sakana. Let's say there's pikuach nefesh to wear tzitzis. So you don't have to wear tzitzis. You don't have to put on tefillin, because those usually don't have sakana as part of them. But here, sakana is part and parcel of the mitzvah. So of course, says the Minchas Chinuch, it's not, you don't have a p'tur sakana. So the Sefer Chinuch is very difficult, says the Minchas Chinuch. There is one other mitzvah that we've discussed that has a parallel also, where the Minchas Chinuch might say the same thing. And that's a little bit earlier, back in Parshas Dvarim, where we discussed the mitzvah of Lo Saguru Mipnei Ish, not being fearful of a Baal Din that might hurt the judge. Again, a judge could excuse himself before he takes the case. But the halacha is that if a dayan takes a case, and then he's about to paskin, and then he doesn't want to because he's scared, so then he has to paskin. Lo Saguru Mipnei Ish, he's not allowed to be scared of anybody. And the Sifri, and the Rambam, and the Chinuch all quote the Sifri. Shema Tomar, lest the person say, Yare ani meish ploni, shema yahargeni, o yaharog echad mi bnei beisi, maybe somebody's going to kill me. Shema yadlik es gedishi, maybe they're going to kill me, but they're going to be mazik me, but they're going to hurt my children. So lest you say that, the Torah says, lo sagru mipnei ish. The simple interpretation is that that's even b'makom sakana. Even if a person's going to endanger of their life, it sounds like, which is a tremendous chiddush. Tremendous chiddush. Why is that? So it could be that also has judging always has some type of danger. You're judging other people. And there's a Devar Mishum Sakana. So that mitzvah might be like this one as well. We mentioned then in Tav Tev, Tesvav, maybe there's another idea of Ziyuf HaTorah, of falsifying the Torah. If you know what the din should be and you don't do it, then you're falsifying the Torah. And that idea is Yarev Al-Yavar, but that is a parallel that we might have had. Okay, back to our mitzvah though, and that is the Harigas Shiva Amamin. Says the Sefer HaChinuch back here in Tavkuf Chafes, V'yafal pi shoha emes, ki David HaMelech harag mehem rabim, ad asher kimat kala osam, v'avad zichram, even though David HaMelech basically did the job, and there's hardly anyone left, Adayin nisharu mehen ksas shetov obeina umos. Maybe there's some out there that have been swallowed up in the other nations. And if you find one, the mitzvah applies. V'chol mi sheyimsa mehem chayav la'abdam v'chol makom shehem. So that's what the Chinuch says here. Again, we have to look back at the Chinuch to help appreciate this mitzvah fully. The Sefer Chinuch back in Tav Chaf Hei says, this mitzvah applies always. B'chol makom u'v'chol zman. But then says the Chinuch, it's really according to the Rambam. The Rambam says, maybe you should say this isn't a mitzvah, because it doesn't apply today. Ulai choshev yachshov shezu mitzvah she'edon heges ladoros achar sheshiva avamin kvar avdu. The Shiva avamin were already lost. Not only were they lost because David HaMelech did most of them, but also Sancherev, the Gemara says, was meval bel kol ha'umos. V'zeh amnam yachshavu mishelo yavin inyan noeg ladoros ve'edon noeg ladoros. Says the Rambam, you would only think that this shouldn't be a mitzvah if you don't really understand how you define a mitzvah. Let me explain to you, says the Rambam. The klal dvarav sheyesh l'chol adas kim kol mitzvah shelo tia asiyasa ne'ederes machmas she'aver zmana kigon mitzvah shoyah b'midbar v'lo achar kein ba'aretz. If there is a mitzvah that is specifically dependent on a time in history, those are not considered mitzvahs. That's not noeg ladoros. But if you have a mitzvah that is not dependent on time, it's just that there's a reality during a certain time period which doesn't allow the conditions of the mitzvah to be present, that doesn't mean it's not a mitzvah ladaros. Aval kol mitzvah she nederes mimenu. But any mitzvah that you can't do, machmas she'ena nimseis lanu shenucha lasosa, because the conditions aren't here. Avolosha kasev yitzvah osav izbaman azmanim, not like the Torah limited it. For example, karbanos. Can't bring karbanos today, but that's only because we don't have a base of Migdash. That's still a mitzvah ladoros, and that's counted as one of the 613. Or ivadon shiva amamin va'amalek shakasab sivano limchos shmam ula'abdam la'olam becholder v'darshin imsayim. The destruction of those nations that symbolized evil, that symbolized avodah zara and all terrible things. The afki kvar asinu me'am ha'mechuyiv, even if we might have done it. But still, that doesn't mean it's not a mitzvah, and that is still called a mitzvah lidoros. Says the Chinuch, ending off, v'havein zeh ha'ikar v'hechazek bo, be strong and understand this definition of lidoros and einu noeg lidoros. That is the Chinuch, so this is a mitzvah that applies bizman hazeh. The Rambam, if you remember, makes a distinction. The Chinuch, making a big deal about it, said, Zayin Amamin, Amalek, those are the two mitzvahs that we have. But the Rambam himself might not hold that way. And we pointed out that this is something that the Soloveitchik family picks up on. Rav Chaim, Rav Moshe, the Cholu. The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, when he talks about our mitzvah, he says, mitzvah zaseh lahachrim shiva amamin, shenemar hachrim tachrimim. That is the mitzvah zaseh. V'chol shabal yado echan mehem v'lo harago, harizah over v'lo saseh. Shemar lo sachaya chol deshama. Our mitzvah. V'kfar avdu v'avad zichram. But there's no more way to practically fulfill that mitzvah, because Sancherev mixed up all the nations, and Dovin HaMelech did most of them. Fine. The very next halacha, the Rambam says, V'chein, mitzvahs asei la'abed zera amalek. Shenemar temchez zecher amalek. It's a mitzvah asei to destroy everybody in Amalek. And it's a mitzvah to remember what they did to us. Mitzvahs asei lizkar tamid ma'asav ha'ra'im va'arevaso. To remember their actions. Kedei la'orer evaso. To awaken in us the feelings that we always need to have for them. Aser lishkoach evaso v'sinaso. That's the Rambam. That's the end of the halacha. Ask the Mefarshim, where's the Kfar Avad Zichram at the end of this halacha? It's only at the end of the previous halacha about Shiva Amamin. If the Rambam meant it on both, he should have said it at the end of both halachas, that these mitzvahs don't apply today, Bizman Hazeh. They can't, even though practically they can't. But the Rambam only says it at the end of halacha Dalid, not at the end of halacha Hey. So, the Mefarshim explain, the Salvechiks explain, Shiva Amamin, that mitzvah doesn't apply today, all the Umos are mitbalbel, mixed up, and we can't fulfill that. Amalek? Amalek can still apply today. Why? Because there are two types of Amalek, explain the Salvechiks. And that is, there is biological Amalek and halachic Amalek. Biological Amalek does not exist anymore. If somebody says they're an Amaleki, we don't believe them because the Sancherev was Mevalbel. But then there's halachic Amalek. Amalek is any nation that has as its charter, as part of its charter, to destroy the Jewish people, to wipe Jews out of the world. They have the status of Amalek, be it physically or spiritually. One might say both of those. Ones want to eradicate Jews, kill them, or spiritually annihilate them. They all have the status of Amalek, and Timche Zerach Amalek, we have to eradicate them from the world. So there have been nations in every century, in every generation since Bayesheni, there has been nations and countries that have and groups of people that have wanted to destroy the Jewish people. And they would have the status of Amalek. Good, but that's the Sefer Chinuch does not quote that difference. He says, puts Amalek and the Sheva Amamin in the same category. Let's continue. The Kol Inyan Mitzvah Zu, Kasati L'mala Barucha. Look what I wrote earlier about this mitzvah. So a couple of points to mention about the Hashkafa behind this mitzvah. First, let's mention the Sefer Chinuch again. The Sefer Chinuch discusses in the Asei part of this mitzvah, back in Tav Chav Hei, so if they're so evil, if these nations symbolize and epitomize the root of evil, we can't even fathom. Actually, we can fathom. We can fathom. The Germans in World War II, a whole nation of Hitlers, Yimach Shemam. Imagine if we have a whole nation like that. We don't have to think back. We have a whole people that are out to destroy the Jewish people. Kill them, every single Jew. So that's a nation like that. So ask the Sefer Chinuch, so why were they created? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, allow them? Well, we shouldn't say allow them. Why did he create them? That's the Sefer HaChinuch question. Vein l'shol klal lama nivru ha'umos hara'os elu. Why were these nations created? Achar shesofen le'abe legami min olam. If they're going to destroy many Jews, and ultimately they themselves would be destroyed. Why? Says the Sefer HaChinuch. Kfar yadanu. Because you know what? Bechira chavshis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with free choice, and even though there are people which will use it for tremendous evil, but this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and just because there are evil people, he's not going to change nature in order to stop them, to take away their free choice. Obviously, they will get it. They will be punished. They will be reserved, a special place for them in Gehenna. A special nice and hot place, but Hashem doesn't change the world for that. Kfar yadanu shereshus nesunu biyado shel adam lios tovo ra v'shelo yachriach Hashem es adam alechem meyam. Hashem does not force anyone. V'yachar shekein nomar, and therefore ki shiva amamim elu, these seven nations that refuse to leave, they could go anywhere in the world. They refuse to leave and they refuse to change their ways and to accept to do the sheva mitzvos. Kilkulu maaseim v'hershiu achin ischayvu kulam ivadan v'mavas. There was nothing more to talk about. Ubitchila sabriya hayiruin gamutova. They could have been different, says the Sefer HaChinuch. And number two, efshar shahayalem bizlamen as banim shas kosher. Maybe they were different at an earlier stage. Umebnei osa shah zachol lihi barosa. Because of that moment, they were zochah to be created. Or even if they didn't have a shas kosher, or They didn't always use their free. They didn't use their free choice, but still, maybe there's some tzaddik that's going to come from them. Ulay nomer sheyatzam ibein kulam adam echad. Hagun ubishvilo zachu kulon lehibaros. Like the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, mebanav shalom malik. Antoninus veimina nimna itzal abori lebaros kama bnei adam bishvil echad. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything, and he has his reasons for creating. He knows exactly what the zchuyos of every nation and every person is going to be. So they are created. And the Rambam says that, emphasizes that in Hilchos Teshuvah, bechira chavshus, for every single person in the world, one should never think that, like some other religions believe, in terms of the doctrine of original sin, that man is destined to sin. Yes, we have a Yetzer Hara. Maybe we even get a Yetzer Hara before our Yetzer Tov. Yetzer Leif HaAdam Ra Min Urav. But that does not mean that we have a netiyah towards evil. Chas v'shalom. We believe that we have a netiyah towards whatever we make ourselves have a netiyah towards. Obviously, we have different personalities, and some things are easier for other people and harder for other people, but we have perfect Bechira Chavshes. The world, many of the Bali Machshava point out, the world wouldn't make sense if we didn't have Bechira Chavshes. What would be the purpose of the world? To give Schar Va'onesh. But what would be the purpose of that if we didn't have Bechira? Why would Hashem create the world? It makes no sense. So therefore, there has to be Bechira, and to understand the purpose of the world. And these Shiva Amamin and Amalek had Bechira, and they blew it. But to think a little deeper about this mitzvah, and this is the first thing that really comes to mind when we have this mitzvah, and that is it against our halachic sensibilities in our day and age to wipe out men, women, and children from a nation? So, on the surface, you might say, well, if it's a nation of Hitler's, yimach shemam, and that's what it is. Again, maybe it's even worse, we can't even fathom. If it's a nation of Hitler's, yimach shemam, so then, nidan al shem sofo, if I knew when Hitler was 3 years old, that who he was going to become. If I had Ruach HaKodesh, would I have a mitzvah to kill him? Would it be achzarius to kill Hitler, yimach shemo? We should all jump at him and kill him. Why? Because this is what he's going to do if we notice that. So maybe it's a whole nation. So, on the one hand. But even if not, even let's say if we say, oh, I can't understand this. Maybe that's the point of the mitzvah. Because Hashem has his reasons. Hashem has his reasons. I heard B'Shem and Adam Gadol that there is one mitzvah that we have a mitzvah, we are korei b'tzibur. Right? One mitzvah that we have the entire year to read b'tzibur about that mitzvah. What is it? Kiddush we say Friday night in our homes. There's no mitzvah to read that b'tzibur. Mechiyas Amalek. Out of all the mitzvahs, Mechiyas Amalek is the one that we have to read Timcha Zecher Amalek, the mitzvah that Shol HaMelech did not fulfill. Why is that the one mitzvah? Explains this Adam Gadol that maybe that's the point. The point is that there are a lot of mitzvahs that we think we understand, we think we don't understand. Tami ha-mitzvos. But we say all mitzvahs we do because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us. That's why we do it. That's it. And even though there are ta'amim, that's not the root reason. We can never say we understand the root reason of the mitzvah. And that's dafka. That's our banner that we do that. We do mitzvahs because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do mitzvahs, not because we think we understand it. The Nitziv writes this in a beautiful way as well in two places. In Parshas Yisro, on the pasuk of Kabbalah Visavicha Vesimecha, and also the Nitziv gave a haskama to the Chafetz Chaim in his sefer Avas Chesed, and in his haskama, he writes this same idea. And that is, isn't it interesting that in the Aseret HaDibros, honor your parents, Kabbalah Visavicha Vesimecha, Laman Yarichun Yamecha Al Ha'adama Asher Hashem Elokecha Nosin Lach. So you have long life on the land that Hashem gave you, in Eretz Yisrael. Ask the Nitziv, what does Kibbut Av'Aim have to do with Eretz Yisrael? Kibbut Av'Aim is the most logical mitzvah, and it applies everywhere in the world. What does it have to do with Eretz Yisrael? Explains the Nitziv, well, first of all, remember the Ramban. The Ramban in Parshas Toldos, and the Ramban in Parshas Achremos, where the Ramban says, all mitzvos, not just mitzvos atzlius ba'aretz, which are obvious, all mitzvos have a unique quality in Eretz Yisrael. Miyuchedes heima yoseh be'eretz Yisrael. V'alkei nikraos mishpat elokei ha'aretz. V'yadavar muvan shalafize gam yiudeha. Even though everything applies in chutz la'aretz, mitzvos atluyos baguf, but still, because you're in the palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is more schar, and there is higher fulfillment, and everything has an added element. Says the Nitziv, that's why by Kibbut Av'Aim, which you would dafka think is the most logical and the most, you know, everybody does Kibbut Av'Aim, even if we wouldn't have commanded it, and the greatest atheist in the world does Kibbut Av'Aim and understands it, that's not why we do the mitzvah. We do it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told it to us. And Kibbutz Avayim, even Kibbutz Avayim is different in Eretz Yisrael. And then he ends off. Kachu chukei HaTorah be'emes ein l'shabeach mitzvah zaseh shal Kibbutz Avayim shumidas hachesed yoser mi mitzvah zaseh shal machiyas hamalek o ibud ir hanidachas. Those are the ones that he gives. Destroying a city of Nidachas and destroying Amalek or the Shayin Avaman and Kibbutz Avayim, Mitzad Hashem, there's no difference. So we understand some of them and not others, but we don't do mitzvahs because we understand it. Shuach Zarius, Ushneim Einam Elachukim Begzeros Minosein HaTorah Yisbarach. When we see Kibbutz Avayim and we see, oh, it's understandable, but Chalila Lachshov, Sheze Iker Das Nosein HaTorah Yisbarach Umi Amad Besod Hashem. We don't do mitzvahs because we understand it, and therefore, yes, we don't understand this mitzvah fully. Right? Maybe not even at all, but it's a mitzvah. And therefore, maybe these few mitzvahs that are for sure totally against everything we believe in, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what it's all about. Again, that's not called commitment. Just to end off, right, with the Medrash. The Medrash, the Sefri and Zosar Bracha, which discusses HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered the Torah to all the other nations, and they say what's written in it, Lo Sirtzach, Lo Sinaf, we can't do that, we're killers, we're Menafim. And finally, Bnei Yisrael, you want it? Nasa v'nishma. Ask the Chafetz Chaim, ask Refrain Waxman, quotes Achronim. What was HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing? You want the Torah? They say what's written in it. Why didn't Hashem tell them? Hashav es aveda, v'yatlo v'echa kamocha, all these nice mitzvos. He tells them dafka mitzvos that for sure they would reject. That's their mahus, lo sirtzach lo sinaf. No, the answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu offers it to them. They say what's written in it. Meaning, they're accepting based on their understanding. That's not called acceptance. That's not called commitment. Hashem says, I'm not interested. And therefore, Yidavka tells them something that he knew that they would reject. But in Israel, you want the Torah? Nasa v'nishma. That's called commitment. We have no idea. We don't do it because we understand it. Nasa v'nishma. That's commitment. That's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking for. So even mitzvahs like killing out Shiva Amamin, which doesn't seem to us like a quote-unquote pleasant mitzvah, you're right. We don't understand it. But it's still a mitzvah, and it's still part of emunah from Hashem Yisbarach. Remember, Shaul HaMelech made a mistake. The Gemara in Yuma, Chafbeis, right? He had Rachmanis where he should have had Achzarius, and ended up what happened later on? He massacred a whole city, Novir HaKohanim. Which shows you know, we could all be influenced by our negios and by our subjectivities. We have to follow the Torah based on everything, based on the best of our abilities in its understanding. Okay, we'll stop here. As Hashem will continue.